Luke sat back to think. Ben asked,
When he left Doran, did he say or give any indication as to where he was going next?
No, I believe not.
The Hidden One's eyes looked back through the years.
He had been talking about returning to Coruscant. I think his search for knowledge was finished for the time being. But there was something. One day, he asked me what I knew about places where the energies of the Force concentrate and linger, though there was no indication as to why they do so.
Luke sat forward again.
I trained in one such place, a nexus of Force energy on a small swamp world.
Late in his stay, he evidenced a sudden interest in such things. I believe he had found something in his studies of written materials, though not ours. Perhaps something he had brought along from one of his other stops.
But he mentioned no names or places?
No.
Luke glanced at his son.
That's about it for me. Does anything else occur to you?
Well, on another subject.
Go ahead.
Ben looked the Hidden One square in the eye.
Are you going to kill the Jedi who come looking for me and my dad?
The Hidden One's eyes widened.
Kill them? That is not what we do.
But they will come. And when they don't get answers that help them, they'll send someone like Master Horn, who's trained in investigation. He'll figure things out. So my question is, how many are you going to kill in order to keep your little secret?
This is not a little secret!
The Hidden One seemed almost embarrassed by his outburst. He looked back and forth to see if anyone had witnessed it, then returned his attention to Ben. He leaned forward.
This is the seed of the Baron Doe, the seed that must take root if the Order itself dies. You have never lived in a time when the threat of extinction of an entire way of life was very real.
Ben laughed outright.
I was born halfway through the Yuuzhan Vong War. Remember that? Maybe as far out as you are, you didn't hear much about it. Some of my earliest memories are of hiding, surrounded by darkness, knowing that if we're found, we'd be wiped out. Here I am again, same situation.
He gestured at the gray-black stone walls of the chamber.
People are still afraid of it, afraid of annihilation by some unknown enemy, war trauma. Civilians and soldiers both get it. I think it's what you've got.
You little larva!
The Hidden One was almost spitting in his anger.
Are you too stupid to realize that you Jedi are facing a new purge?
Ben gave him a scornful look.
There's the arrogance of youth.
The Hidden One turned to Luke.
Surely you know better. You're about to experience another purge. If you're unprepared for it, the Jedi may wink out once again. This time, forever.
Luke shook his head.
I don't think so. I've dealt with Chief of State Dalla directly. She has no agenda of destruction.
She has none, perhaps. What of her subordinates? What of her military planners? All of whom came to power in the wake of a war made so much more horrible by a Jedi. Recent history is not unknown to me. We get the Holo news feeds here.
The Hidden One began counting off on his fingers.
One, the leader of the Jedi Order, once immensely popular, is discredited. The Jedi Order is weakened. Two, he is sent off into exile, depriving the Order of his strength and wisdom. The Order is weakened again. Three, each Jedi is accompanied by an observer, who tells the government where he or she is at every moment. The Jedi are suddenly more vulnerable to a mass attack, a mass extermination. How soon before the Jedi are wearing tracking devices? How long before they are implanted with explosives? All in the name of Alliance safety.
Luke gave him a flat, hard stare.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. You have made your own order vulnerable. The fate of the Jedi now rests with leaders who are weaker and less experienced than you. That decline will continue until the Order is locked in a hopeless struggle with its government and all but helpless. then it will die again.
Ben smiled at him, a scornful smile.
And do you oppose the destruction of the Jedi Order?
Of course I do.
Even though you're helping it along by keeping us prisoner.
The Hidden One stood, and Ben thought for a moment that the Keldor would attack him. Then the Hidden One stepped away and departed, walking so fast that his robes whirled around him. When he was gone, Luke gave Ben a look of mild reproach.
You really need to work on your adolescent confrontational impulses. That wasn't adolescent, Dad. It was an investigational impulse.
Luke looked quizzical. It's true. You're not demonstrating the emotions I'd expect of a testy 16-year-old.
Questioning can't always be polite and courteous, Dad. I learned that from Lon Shivu. At a certain point, you push and you see how they respond.
He gestured in the direction the Hidden One had taken.
And what did he react to? Enemies. The Alliance government possibly destroying the Jedi. The Jedi looking for us and possibly finding him. Everyone's out to get him, Dad.
In other words, he's paranoid.
At least. He might even be crazier than a piranha beetle with a pin through its head.
Possibly. The problem... Luke thought about it. The problem is he may also be right. The Jedi Order is vulnerable, and it may be in genuine danger.
We need to see if we can reach Jaina or Aunt Leia through the Force.
Luke shook his head. I tried last night, several times. There's some interference here. Either the first Hidden One chose this spot very well, because it naturally concealed his followers from searchers using the Force, or the Baron Doe had perfected some technique that accomplishes the same thing. Either way, contact seems unlikely. We're on our own.